That's John Bercow, Speaker of the House of Commons, last Wednesday, trying to keep the UK Parliament under control. British lawmakers were trying yet again to iron out a Brexit deal ahead of the March 29th deadline.
The legal default in UK and EU law remains that the UK will leave the EU without a deal unless something else is agreed.
That's Prime Minister Theresa May also speaking on Wednesday. So far, May has been unsuccessful in getting lawmakers to agree on a way out. Joining me now from the UK is William Booth, London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. William, welcome to The Takeaway.
Nice to be here.
So this has been a long, it feels like the longest breakup I've witnessed so far. What actually happened last Wednesday, William?
And you're right, this is just the longest, most painful divorce ever to watch. Last week, there was a couple of things happened. There was a second vote on Theresa May's Brexit deal, and that was defeated. The first time her deal was introduced some weeks back, it was a humiliating defeat. And the last week was a very humbling defeat. She keeps getting clobbered.
Now, this is the second time, as you mentioned, that a Brexit deal has been voted on. What is the tension here between what May is presenting and what keeps getting pushed back on?
That's a great question, and that's kind of the foundational question about Brexit. The problem with Brexit, for getting Brexit done, is that the UK is divided right down the middle. I'm talking about the people. Forget the Parliament for one second. I mean, Scotland voted against Brexit. Northern Ireland voted against Brexit. It was just England and Wales went for Brexit, and even there, it wasn't overwhelming. So the country is split. Leave, remain, leave, remain. They can't really decide, and people haven't really moved very much one way or the other. And then you bring this challenge into the Parliament. The Parliament kind of leans more, let's stay, right? Most of those lawmakers probably supported staying. Theresa May certainly supported staying. She campaigned for it. So the source of this calamity is hopeless division. That's why it's so hard. That's why our British cousins look so ridiculous to us in the United States right now. They're going nuts.
What about other EU member states? What is their role in all this, if any?
The remaining members of the EU have been remarkably consistent and patient with Britain as it goes through this, through the gnashes of this terrible divorce. And so what they're saying is, please get your act together. Please, for Lord's sake, tell us what you want, and maybe we'll give you, you know, as much time as you need to sort it out. But you can't leave the club, right, and have all the goodies of the club. And that's what Britain has traditionally wanted. It's called having your cake and eating it too. And there's even a Brexit word for it now called cakeism. So Britain wants sort of to do both things, and it can't. And the EU patiently reminds it of this and keeps pointing at its watch and saying, you know, hurry up, dear, we've got to go. You know, the party's ending, and Britain keeps diddling around. And I mean, the EU doesn't want to crash out with no deal. That's not good for anybody. So they're likely to be as patient as possible, as they have been. But we are coming up to some harder deadline.
William Booth is the London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. William, thanks again.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Since we recorded this interview, there's been an update that adds yet another wrinkle to the future of Brexit. Parliament was supposed to vote on May's deal for a third time this week, but the Speaker of the House of Commons has invoked a rule that prevents that vote from taking place, at least for now.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.